The following is a recording for Maria Verona with iAdvise on Wednesday, April 27th, 2016 at 10 o'clock a.m. Central Time. This is a recording of the FibraN First Quarter 2016 teleconference. Good morning. My name is Chelsea and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the FibraN conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Thank you. I will now turn the call over to Ms. Lizette Chang, Investor Relations Officer, for opening remarks.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for once again joining us today as we discuss FibraN's first quarter of 2016 results and performance. Today with me is Mr. Victor Zorrilla, Chairman of the Board of FibraN, Mr. Miguel Aliaga, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Fernando Rocha, our Chief of Acquisitions and Development. We are very pleased to be here with you this morning. The earnings report for the first quarter was distributed yesterday and is available in the Investor Relations section of our corporate website. There you may also find a link to the webcast presentation that accompanies this conference call. All of the information is provided on both the email you received as well as on our website. Please follow the presentation for a better understanding of our results. If you did not receive the report and or the presentation, or you would like to be added to the company distribution list, please contact our New York Investor Relations Agency at 212-406-3691 so you may be assisted in this matter. Forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call. These statements are based on management's current view and estimates of future economic circumstances, industry conditions, company performance, and financial results. Please turn to slide 2 to review the agenda for today's call. First, we will go over FibraN's quarterly distribution and dividend yield. Then, we shall review the relevant events for the period, followed by the acquisition of hotels, the operational and financial highlights, and finally, the closing remarks. Before we move on to the question and answer section, thank you so much for your kind attention, and now I will turn the call over to our chairman, Victor Zorrilla.
Thank you, Lizette, and good morning, everyone. This quarter has been one of exceptional results for the FIBRA. We are very proud to share with you these great achievements, as during this period we reached record amounts in the history of the company across various line items. These include, first, the average daily rate reached a historic high of 1,122.5 pesos in terms of same-store sales. This indicator continues increasing at double-digit rates on a month-by-month basis, as you may have already seen in the monthly report that we issue. The operating team at the hotels has obtained the key training necessary to allow us to take advantage of revenue maximization strategies. These are strategies that are pushed down from the global hotel chains to allow us to obtain the best accommodation rates possible. We see a great opportunity for continued growth strong performance in the northern part of the country, and we have been seeing this trend in recent months. As such, we are prepared for this local economic growth by reinforcing the portfolio of hotels in this region. Currently, FibraN is present in areas that are seeing strong industrial activity. We have been proactive with a strong sales team in seeking out business customers, while being clear that the main goal remains to offer them memorable experiences during their stay at our hotels. The exchange rate depreciation has been an important factor that has directly benefited the company. As such, we have been able to maximize hotel rates negotiated in U.S. dollars, mainly driven by the corporate agreement with clients as well as brand internet platforms. Number two, the aforementioned has brought RevPAR levels to the highest level, reaching 702 pesos for an 18.6% growth in terms of the 38 comparable hotels in the portfolio. Thirdly, we have specific efforts in place aimed at setting the foundation for the growth we have experienced. For several months now, the company has been involved in the process of bringing the administration to the next level, in order to maintain measured and clear cost controls. For this, we implemented technological tools such as SAP that are built to suit, thereby combining technology, controls, and hotel knowledge from our experienced management team. This is now replicated across all hotels in the portfolio. These efforts have enabled us to reach the second highest NOI margin in our history as a public company, a 38.3% margin, which reflects the existing operating efficiency as a result of the improved sales and better cost and budget controls now in place. Our procedures are internally referred to as the Fibraim Way, and they allow us to add any new property in the portfolio to our current framework very quickly. And lastly, all these efforts, together with the best-in-class executives in each one of our administrative and operational areas, translating to higher distribution levels, transforming Fibraim into the best-in-class in its sector. As such, during this quarter, the company reached the historically highest dividend yield at 6.6% for the quarter and 6.1% for the trailing 12 months. That said, let me review on slide 4 Fibraim's quarterly distribution. For the first quarter period, the technical committee approved a total dividend distribution of $97.3 million as per the 440 million certificates outstanding currently. This is a 24% increase over the total distribution for the same quarter of 2015. This represents a distribution per certificate of 22.11 cents for the quarter. The company also announced an increase in the number of certificates outstanding by 3 million. These certificates were part of a compensation package offered to our current CEO, Oscar Calvillo, for the IPO execution, which means that there are no other pending compensation packages that could increase the certificates outstanding. Thus, as a result, the number of certificates outstanding reached 440,019,542, with 50 million shares currently in treasury. This represented a 0.69 dilution already included in the distribution per certificate. Moving on to the main events for the period, let's turn to slide 6 for the discussion of the hotel acquisition activity for the quarter. After an active fourth quarter in terms of acquisition, acquisition dispute was very stable as we focused on consolidating our portfolio for maximization of efficiencies. However, during this quarter, we made two significant announcements. First was the binding agreement for the Casa Grande Ciudad Juarez Hotel on March 15th. This property was paid just last Friday, April 22nd. The final price, excluding acquisition-related expenses, was 111 million pesos, for this full-service hotel that has currently 145 rooms. We are planning to convert this hotel to the Holiday Inn brand, and for this, we expect to invest approximately 110 million pesos. This hotel will also obtain 50 additional rooms, for which we will allocate 57 million pesos. Both projects on this property are expected to conclude during the fourth quarter of 2017. The projected cap rate for 2016 was 9.26%. However, following the rebranding and the room additions, we expect a stabilized cap rate at 10.71% for 2018. Then on slide 7, we have an overview of the JW Marriott Monterrey, which is our first development under the new hotel incubator model. As we mentioned on a press release, Fibraim will sign a joint venture agreement with a group of investors, where Fibraim shall have a participation of between 25 and 33%. We are now in the final steps of signing agreements and formalizing the participation of these investors. We are in line with the expected timeline for this project, and we are currently in the room design process as well as design of the hotel facilities. Fibraim will keep the leadership and control of the project, which includes all decisions regarding the location, commercial aspects, product, and brand, as well as the hotel operation of the property. This project represents a total investment of over 1 billion pesos, 1,030 million pesos. From that, an estimated of 222 million pesos will be allocated to investments related to the condominium area of the project, for the hotel footprint and common areas. The initial deposit from Fibraim for the binding agreement was made for 55.5 million pesos. This project is for 250 rooms in the food service segment with a projected cap rate of 11.45% for the 2020-2021 period. Operations are expected to initiate in the first quarter of 2019. Other projects are being analyzed for a hotel incubator model. As soon as we formalize them, we will communicate it to the market. Regarding the portfolio, if you turn to slide 8, we have included a summary of it as it stood at the end of the quarter as compared to the first quarter of 2015. Ibrahim had a total of 42 hotels in the portfolio, 4 in operations and 2 under a binding agreement, versus 31 at first quarter 2015, for a total of 7,027 rooms, versus 5,538 rooms in the comparable quarter, an increase of 1,489 rooms. Currently, the FIDA has no hotels under construction since the recent completion of the two developments, Coriar by Marriott Saltillo and Fairfield Inland Suites by Marriott in Coatzacoalcos. FIDA Inc. has presence in 4 market segments, the limited, select, full, and more recently, the extended stay segment. We are currently present in 15 states of the country with 13 global and 5 international brands. Thank you for your attention. At this point, I will now turn the call to Mr. Miguel Aliaga, our Chief Financial Officer, for the operational and financial review.
Good morning, everyone, and I would be happy to review the financial section of this presentation. Let's turn to the operational indicators on slide 10. As we mentioned at the beginning of the call, our operational indicators for this quarter reached the top figures ever for the company in terms of the same-store sales for 38 comparable properties. Let's begin with room revenues. We continue to see a trend of double-digit growth month after month, and during this quarter, room revenues rose by 18.6% to reach 377.1 million pesos. Occupancy, excluding the addition of rooms, was 59.9%, meaning 3.7 percentage points higher than the 56.3% reported for the same quarter last year. This brings us to a record ADR level of 1,172.5 pesos, or an 11.3% increase versus the same quarter of the prior year. RevPAR rose by 18.6% to 702.7 pesos when excluding the addition of rooms. It is important to mention that we were able to achieve these figures despite the natural seasonality of the business hotel cycle, which was affected during this first quarter by the Holy Week vacation period. Let's go to slide 11, where we review the revenue for the quarter. Total revenue for the fever reached 412 million pesos, which is a 43% increase over the figure reported in the first quarter of 2015. 94.9% comprised of room revenues, and 5.1% was from rental revenues. By segment, the share of total revenues remained in line with first quarter 2015. However, we added extended stay segment during 2015. This segment now represents 2.6% of total revenues, slightly changing the overall composition with regards to first quarter 2015. Moving on to slide 12, where we have the quarterly income statement table. As I just mentioned, the total revenue reached 412.8 million pesos, for a total increase of 40.3% compared to the first quarter 2015. Operating expenses represented 61.7% as a percentage of sales, falling 80 basis points, mainly resulting from lower lodging expenses, maintenance, and lower utility costs, which were the results of the company's cost control efforts and efficiencies. However, administrative costs and marketing expenses showed a slight increase, mainly due to wage increases and banking commissions related to higher sales and advertising expenses due to a successful marketing campaign. Those were likely offsetting some of these savings. In terms of the net operating income, this amount was 158 million pesos, representing an NOI margin of 38.3%, the second highest in FIBRA Inc. history and higher when compared to the first quarter 2015 with a 37.5% margin. Adjusted EBITDA was 136 million pesos, a 33% margin, compared to a 30.9% margin of first quarter 2015. As such, net income for the quarter reached 49 million pesos, or a 12% net margin. FFO resulted in 109.7 million pesos, a 20.4% increase compared to the 91.1 million pesos reported in first quarter 2015. The FFO margin reached 26.6% during this first quarter. As Victor mentioned, distributions to holders were 97.3 million pesos, a 24.1% increase compared to the 78.4 million pesos in first quarter 2015. As Victor mentioned on the slide regarding distribution, this was equivalent to 22.11 cents per certificate, an annualized dividend yield of 6.6%, reaching a historical record for the company at 200 basis points higher than first quarter 2015. At this time, it is important to mention that FIBRAIN is totally committed to the market. As such, first quarter 2016 results and margins reflect the company's strong leadership in the sector as a best-in-class FIBRAIN. We have demonstrated very efficient margins, confirming the effectiveness of strategies for the ideal combination of technology, executive base, controls, and hotel operations implemented during these 3 years working positively. Turning on to page 13 for the balance sheet discussion. As of the end of the quarter, FIBRAIN held 695.8 million pesos in cash and 387.9 million pesos in recoverable value-added tax, which is currently in the process of being refunded from the tax authorities as we mentioned in the report. The company's nominal bank loans were 100 million pesos. However, these are accounted for 70.2 million pesos, as you can see, circled on the slide, on the discussion. As a result of the initial payments related to contracting expenses of the line of credit to be amortized for the duration of the loan, the current balance of the debt issuance is 1,875.4 million pesos. The company is working on renegotiating the current, 2.3 million pesos credit line, which is still available, and it is opening new opportunities with other financial institutions. It is important to mention that FIBRAIN can take on additional debt of 2.4 billion pesos without surpassing the 33% loan-to-value internal threshold. Today, the company presents a 21.6% loan-to-value ratio. Thus, all in all, we are very comfortable with the financial health of the company, and we believe we are in a solid position to fund future growth for the time being. The most recent acquisition, Casa Grande Ciudad Juárez, which was announced yesterday, shows that the company continues to seek growth opportunities, on one side with the traditional pipeline and negotiation, and the other side via the hotel incubator. It is worth mentioning that the growth pace may vary, as we are seeking expansion via both channels. Acquisitions have to represent attractive cap rates for value generation to FIBRAIN. Lizeth will review the closing remarks at this point. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Miguel. Well, as we discussed, same-store sales experienced double-digit growth, benefiting the FIBRAIN to reach record levels in terms of some of the main financial indicators for the quarter. These include an average daily rate of 1,172.5 pesos, meaning an 11.3% growth versus first quarter 2015. RevPAR of 702.7 pesos, an increase of 18.6% when excluding the addition of rooms. A 38.3% NOI margin, which was the second highest in our history. And a 6.6% dividend yield. In terms of the outlook for the rest of the year, we are expecting same-store sales from revenue growth in the 38 hotels that comprise a portfolio in 2015 of 9 to 13%. This to reach total annual revenue of between 1.65 billion pesos to 1.74 billion pesos at year-end. We expect NOI to be between 620 and 660 million pesos, representing an NOI margin between 37 to 38%. The estimated annual adjusted EBITDA to be between 530 and 550 million for an adjusted EBITDA margin between 31 and 32%. This will leave us with a consumption of approximately 425 to 440 million pesos, or an FFO margin between 25 to 26%. In terms of CapEx reserve, we are expecting to spend about 3% of total revenue in this line item. Before we turn to Q&A portion of the call, I would like to remind our audience that the company shareholders meeting will take place on Friday, April 29th. You will find additional information on this meeting, including the items that are up for vote, at our website in the corporate governance section, as well as on the press release that was disclosed to the market yesterday. Thank you again for your attention, and operator, please, let's move to the Q&A.
Yes, ma'am. At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. All right, and our first question will come from Pablo Recalde with Credit Suisse.
Hello, Miguel, Lizette. Good morning. Thanks for taking my questions. I have one question regarding the hotel factory. Excluding the JW Marriott, do we have a timeline on when the other hotels will be like kicking on their this team?
Good morning. This is Fernando Rocha, Chief Acquisitions and Development Officer. Currently, besides the JW Marriott, we have a target of 5 hotels for the year, of which we are now working on the first two specific locations. We are reviewing due diligence for 2 sites, both located in very attractive industrial-driven markets, and we should be finalizing that process in the next 2 or 3 months at the most. We are also looking at other options, but these two are the first that are underway as we speak.
And those two will be also on a participation between 25 and 35% for Fibrain?
No, for these we are expecting a lower participation. At the most, 20% participation by FIRA.
Okay, perfect.
All right, again, to ask a question, please press star 1. All right, there are currently no more questions in the queue, so I would like to turn it back over to Mr. Victor Zoria for closing remarks.
Well, thank you very much for your participation today and for your continued interest in Fibra Inc. Have a good day.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's teleconference, and you may now disconnect.